with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is cheering the Supreme Court's ruling on the Alien Enemies Act. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices this week ruled that the Trump administration can invoke a 1798 wartime law to deport Venezuelans. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The highest court in the land made it clear that the President of the United States has the power to protect our homeland and forcibly remove foreign terrorists.
While it's a legal victory for the president, the Supreme Court said migrants must get a court hearing before they are taken from the United States. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Iran and the U.S. will hold initial talks as the Trump administration seeks to halt Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program.
Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, described the negotiations as indirect and high level, even though the U.S. president had said direct talks were already taking place. Abbas Araghchi called this an opportunity, but also a test. The ball is in America's court, he wrote on social media. Mr. Trump said that if the talks about Iran's nuclear program did not succeed, Iran would be in great danger.
That's BBC correspondent Lee Stusett reporting. Years of indirect talks under the Biden administration failed to reach any success as Tehran now enriches uranium up to 60% purity, a technical step away from weapons-grade levels. Public health officials say a daycare facility in a Texas county that's part of the measles outbreak has multiple cases, including children too young to be fully vaccinated. West Texas is in the middle of a still-growing measles outbreak with 505 cases as of Tuesday. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the game of pool.
Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith faced off in the women's final of Britain's Ultimate Pool Pro Series, which doesn't sound so unusual until you learn that neither Harriet nor Lucy are actually women. Both are men living as women. And in the process of making the final, they defeated 14 real women, sparking outrage all across the United Kingdom, where pool is a much bigger deal than it is here in the U.S. There's talk of a lawsuit against the league by female players. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. 7 states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan ones. Meanwhile, 9 states task governors with appointing justices, 2 use legislative appointees, and 4 have hybrid models. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks dropped after a second day of stunning reversals. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% after wiping out an early gain of 4.1%, which had it on track for its best day in years. That brought the index nearly 19% below its record set in February. The Dow dropped after giving up an earlier surge of 1,460 points. While the NASDAQ composite lost 2.1%. Uncertainty is still high about what President Trump will do with his trade war. The latest set of tariffs are scheduled to kick in after midnight tonight. The Dow was down 320 points to finish at 37,645. The NASDAQ lost 335 to 15,267. The S&P 500 dropped 79 points to 4,982. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.